Welcome back to the Press Box on a lovely Saturday in the Commonwealth. And I welcome back my great friend, our Saturday host, the one and only, the best there ever was, Mr. Dave
Baker. Gainer, great to talk to you again today. And we'd like to remind folks at the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equaride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Plenty of great racing still to go on this revised racing calendar this year. We just got word a couple of days ago that Keeneland is going to be able to have some semblance of its spring meet during 5 days in July. But things continue to roll at Churchill Downs, and a great field lined up for the Grade 3 winning colors.
Yeah, Buzzy, you know, winning colors, one of only three Derby winners that were fillies.
Yeah.
You know, our good fortune that two of the three happened in our lifetime.
Genuine
Risk, trained by the great Leroy Jolly, and then winning colors winning the Kentucky Derby under the tutelage of the coach, Dwayne Lucas. And, you know, one of the greatest racing fillies, not only of our lifetime, but in the history of the sport. And Churchill, to her credit and to the credit of those connections, has named this stake after that great filly. And you know, they've got a stellar field, as it should be, for this Grade 3 event.
Okay, so this event like this, as you mentioned, not only do you have great horses in there, great connections in terms of owners and trainers, it is a star-studded event.
Yeah, and, you know, I've got my dogs chirping to me, you know, since spectators aren't allowed and media can't attend. I'm down here at the lake house to be watching from one of the greatest venues here at the lake. So my dogs are chirping in as to who they like.
Yes.
But we're going to go with Brad Cox. We're going to go with Joel Rosario and Break Even. Break Even is a filly that has really come into her own. Buzzy, and I think she's a standout in this field. Brad Cox is just emerged as one of the best trainers, not only in the Commonwealth, you know, he's a native of Wilton, grew up in the shadow of Churchill Downs, and has been, developed a great barn and a great operation. He's got the best filly in this race, in my opinion. Neil Pessin, you know Neil, and native of Lexington, has a really versatile filly in Bell's the One. Bell's the One is one on poly. She's one on dirt. She's one on turf. She's, you know, won some really nice stakes. But I don't think that on dirt at this distance that she is the caliber of Break Even. The thing that really kind of separates and makes me even more convinced, Buzzy, is the fact that Rosario, who is now riding here at Churchill Downs, while they kind of sort out the rest of the country's racing schedule, you know, Rosario is one of the best in the business. There's just no doubt about it. He's now riding for Brad Cox, and their winning percentage together is, at one time, it was 67%.
Wow.
So, you know, that's just an added bonus.
No question. Okay, so you've got that. You're going with Cox in the Grade 3 winning colors. And, of course, it's a first, it's an 11-race program. First post is at 1. Also want to mention just ever so briefly, Jen, the other co-feature besides the winning colors, the $100,000 Old Forester Mint Julep, a Grade 3 for fillies and mares, a mile and a 16th on the turf.
And there's no reason to leave Brad Cox, Buzzy. He's got a filly here in this race by the name of Beau Recall. Beau Recall raced on the West Coast for a number of years with an excellent sprinter on the grass. They brought her east with the intent of breeding her. She was ready to go to the breeding shed, and Brad Cox got her for a couple of races. They turned out to be so good down at the fairgrounds that they kept her in training all of last year, and now she's back still racing. And it's really good for the sport to see these kinds of older horses stay in the racing game for a little bit longer. But this really has really developed under Brad's direction, and she's become a fantastic filly at these specialty distances on the grass,
right,
where they do more of the sprinting, and this, you know, this filly is just become a grand older mare.
Okay, so there you have it. Jeans choices for the winning colors and for the Old Forester. And, of course, you can find all of Jeans' picks for the entire Churchill card. You can find them at the PressBoxLTS.com. Got a link here on the Facebook page. It'll take you right there as well. And not only help you enjoy the races, but enjoy some financial return as well. And the Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Kingland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a fabulous weekend down at the lake. It's supposed to be beautiful. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. You know, one other last parting piece of wisdom. You know, we love break even. If we could have broken even on all of our horse wagers through the years,
yes,
we probably wouldn't be having to worry about having to pay for this lake house. We probably could have had it paid off by now. But that goes to show you, we may still get even.
That's exactly right. Gina, have a great weekend, brother. Love you,
too, buddy. Love you, man.
Right. See you, buddy. See you.